A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, and an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. Where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come on the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hours when the thief were coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for in an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his properties. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who is ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." Sometimes real nuggets get hidden in the readings that we listen to. What does Jesus say? When the master of the house returns, he will set the table and he will wait on the servants. What does that remind you of? It's the Last Supper all over again. For the Lord is truly the master of the house, and he does what is right for the house. This is the God that we serve, the one who came to be not served, but a servant. So, when will he come? At an hour we know not. Why is that important? Because if we know not the time that we will encounter the Lord, remember, there are many encounters with the Lord, then we should be living as though the next moment indeed will be the time that we will encounter him. Of course, the great and inevitable counter that each one of us will experience, the Lord's early coming accepted, will be at the moment of our death. The moment that we pass from this world, we will encounter the master of the house. And if he has truly been the master of our house, then we will anticipate him. We will have those things ready for his coming. If we knew the hour, and very few people do, except maybe that guy in a cell on death row, and even then things change, most of us don't know. And that's to keep us on our toes, so to speak. There's a plan to everything that God does, a wisdom beyond our understanding. Jesus says, be living in my house in a productive way. Unlike the one servant that Jesus says who does not know the master's will, we have no such excuse. We are indeed the ones that have been given much. We have the commandments. We have the beatitudes. We have the sacraments. We have the grace that the sacraments bring. We have the teaching authority of the church. We have the natural law. We have all of the things that God has provided for us so that no one can plead ignorance. We are all well-informed servants in the Master's house. And he will say, what have you done? You have been given so much. How have you given? How have you protected what I have entrusted to you? How have you nurtured and grown the seeds that I have planted in your lives? Have you shared those seeds with others? Have you nourished the life of the household of God? Have you chosen, or should I say, have you recognized being chosen to do different roles in this body? No one sits idle in the household of God. All of us have been given gifts to be used in service, in imitation of the Master, the great Lord Almighty, who will come and wait on us at the eternal banquet, and we will rejoice in the Master's presence. He serves us today at the table of the Eucharist. He serves us in the ministry of his priests and deacons and all those who serve in the name of Christ around the world. He, the great servant, continues to come to us unexpectedly many times throughout the days of our lives, and then finally, at the end of the days of our lives, will come the time, at last, face to face with the master of the house, he will tell us, this house that you have tended to, or this house that you have failed to tend to, this is my house, but it is also yours. And you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever if you have indeed made it a purpose of your life to dwell in that house here and now in this brief time that we call a lifespan. My brothers and sisters, let us rejoice, for the Master will return. Let us be vigilant. Let us be diligent. Let us be loving in our service to one another, that he will come and say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. Now join me at the banquet of my Father. Amen.